get picked. So it's nice having the D-line that we have.
Nice to see you can get 10 sacks, too. Does that make your job easier back there?
Yeah, I mean, you want to see those guys make plays. So it's nice when they go out and, you know, do things like that. So it's nice.
It's nice when you get the picks, too, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Seems like you've had your best season so far. What's made you have such a good season to start on?
It's just like practicing better. I mean, I got to keep doing it each and every week. It's just having a different mindset in practice, and it carries over on the field. That's really what I do.
How difficult has it been for you guys not having Damo out there?
We just had a mentality of the next man up. I mean, obviously, you know you want him out there because Damo is a playmaker, and he's going to make plays, but I mean, we just had to step up since he hasn't been there. And, you know, I think we've been doing pretty good, but we obviously can't wait till he gets back, so that's going to be exciting.
You guys obviously been productive in the takeaways already this year. You almost had another one against San Jose State on that bobble pass, right? VA almost had another one. And you guys watched those on film. You razzing each other about it? You look back on that heavily, or you just move on?
We gonna talk about it. I mean, those missed opportunities that we can have. I mean, you always wanna make those plays, but I mean, you just gotta try to get better. And the next time, you know, you had an opportunity, you just gotta make the play. That's just how we look at it.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Coach Witt. Is there a lot of emotion going into this game because you guys feel you do owe USC after what happened last year, particularly because that's a remarkably talented wide receiving core and they hurt you guys last year?
I think it's like he said. I mean, we don't have that mindset like we own. I mean, we obviously know they beat us last year, but we're gonna look at it as, like Coach said, this is our first game coming in the Pac-12, and we want to get off to a good start. So that's the way we're gonna treat it. And, you know, we're gonna have that in the back of our head also, I think.
You look forward to the challenge of going up against a guy like Juju, who's obviously highly regarded as one of the top talents in the country. That challenge for your defensive backfield.
Yeah, I mean, we look. It's gonna be a big week for us as a secondary. I mean, you know those guys talented. You know, he's one of the best in the country. I mean, they always have a lot of talent, so we got to be ready as a secondary and as, you know, as a whole defense. We just got to be ready.
Being 6-0 and then losing that game last year, how do you think that affected the rest of the schedule?
We still had a solid season. It played an outcome in, like, you know, things we could have got accomplished. But as a team, we figured out a way to move past it and still win some games. But, you know, it had an effect on us as an outcome on our season. We would have won that game, you know, things maybe would have been different, you know. But we got to try to do better.
Are you doing anything differently this year as you play?
I think it's just practice. Just practicing.
Do you feel it's the best you've played?
It's all right. I mean, I didn't have the best game last game. I had to pick, but it's a lot of things I could have did better as far as technique-wise and doing my responsibility. Just making plays, I mean, that's nice, but I still got to, you know, keep doing things right, keep practicing right.
As an entire defense, you guys obviously have been balling these first 3 weeks, but where's the room to grow? What do you guys still got to get better at?
We gotta keep making plays. I mean, that's what you do on defense, make plays. And we gotta, our coach would always tell us, you know, fight through adversity, those adverse situations. So I think when those situations hit, we gotta keep attacking them like we did in the BYU game. I think that was a great game, I think, for us to learn. Like, you know, if things happen, you know, we gotta continue to fight. So as a defense, I think we always need to harp on that, you know, those adverse situations and be ready when they do come.
What did you guys learn during non-conference play to get you prepared for Pac-12 competition?
We just gotta be ready, I think. We take each team different, so I really don't know. Just be prepared every week, I think.
Coach Scally does dial up a lot of pressure. You guys as corners want to get more involved in the blitzing, and do you personally like blitzing as a corner?
I like blitzing. I mean, if I get a sack, you know, that'll be nice. But I like to cover. That's what I do. So I'd rather cover rather than blitz.